Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen. I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Again, amen. I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, very often we tend to, in Mass, when we come to Mass, we tend to ignore the responsorial psalm as something in between before we get on to the important thing of the Gospel. But often the responsorial psalm is the link. So it struck me as being very powerful today. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And I suggest to you this morning or today, there are a lot of people at the moment with hardened hearts. So let's look at that in a little bit more detail for a few moments. Today, especially if you are listening to the Gospel, it's all about forgiveness and how to go about forgiving somebody, how to go about doing that. It's never easy, the whole area of forgiveness. And also, it's all about community, There's a lovely little story. That was in the Reader's Digest a number of years ago, and it's about a town in Minnesota. Unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons, Minnesota is very much in the news these days. But going back to that time, in an area in Minnesota, people moved to this particular area, and bit by bit, a community began to grow there, but there was no name given to the place. And so they called a meeting of the people who were living there and said, "Let's decide to call this area to give it a name." And like most things that happen when a number of people get together or when you have a committee, it broke into a fight and an argument and a quarrel, and there was a lot of shouting and so on. And eventually, one man banged on the table and shouted out, "Let's have harmony. Let's have harmony." And then somebody else shouted, "Yes, let's have harmony." And that's how a town in Minnesota got its name, Harmony. Interesting little story. Isn't that something? When we look around today, at our own country here and all over the world, couldn't we not do with some harmony? Indeed, indeed we could. So it's always got to begin with ourselves. So beginning with myself. None of us, and that includes me very much, none of us can go through life without many times, I would say, causing offense to somebody by what we say or do. I think that's a fact of life. And so people very often get upset with us over something we said or something we did. When we come to realize that that person is upset because of something I did or said, what do we normally do? Sometimes we just walk away and don't do anything. But if you listen, if today you listen to his voice, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. God, and especially Jesus, the Son of God, always asks us to forgive. So is there a good way and a bad way of forgiving? And I suggest there is. So I'd suggest a good way of forgiving. So we go to St. Paul. And he said, the most important thing in life is love. So we got to begin with love. And realize the person we have offended is loved by God infinitely. And so we got to put our ego aside. That's important. And we got to approach that person, not in a condescending way, or not seeking forgiveness, but you in a humble way, and saying to that person, I am sorry, and I ask you to forgive me. It's not sufficient to say, I'm sorry, but you got to add your little bit, and I ask you to forgive me. Now, if the person doesn't want to know and refuses to forgive, the best thing to do then is just leave it and walk away. But don't leave carrying bitterness or resentment. On the other hand, go to the other side, the flip side of the coin. If somebody offends you, and badly hurts you, or offends you in a big way, again, what's a good way of dealing with that situation? Well, how do we normally deal with it? We go and we talk about it to three or four more other people. And so we begin gossiping. He's terrible, isn't he? You know what he did the other day? You know what you did? And so, you know, that's not going to heal any situation. And a good way of, and I practice it in my own life, you got to approach that people, that person I meant to say, but not in a condescending way and not in, I am a big-hearted person and I'm going to forgive you, but in a loving way. And realizing that that person is special to God. They may not be perfect in my eyes, but still the real person that I don't see into is loved by God, absolutely loved by God. And when you see somebody like that, you do it in a loving way. And you say, listen, let's forget about it. I respect you. I'm not going to hold this against you. But don't do it in a condescending way. In other words, don't come away making me feel good, but making the other person feel good. Because very often when a person offends you or does something, they feel bad, they feel full of maybe self-hatred and maybe sometimes anger. Realize that. You're not approaching them in a judgmental way. But a good way of doing that is, look, when you did this or when you said that the other day, I felt hurt. I'm just telling you how I felt. I'm not judging you. You can never be condemned for how you feel. And just share how you feel in a humble and gentle way, not in a condemnatory way. Did God, in the person of Jesus, did he ever condemn anybody or refuse to forgive? The answer is no. No. And one final thing, we are entering, and it has been pretty bad up to now, but over the next couple of months, I think things are going to get much worse. We're coming in now to when the whole political situation becomes fraught and has reached boiling point over the next two months as we approach November the 3rd. For God's sake, and I mean for God's sake, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Don't have disharmony in your family or with your friends because of their political leanings. And grow up and talk about it in an adult way without condemning anybody. Just be reasonable. There's nobody perfect. Every party has its faults. And just be reasonable and sensible. Don't get into an argument about politics or indeed about religion. But whoever you talk to, discuss it in a reasonable, rational, adult way. Just finish. I told you before, but it's a good story to remember at this time, especially as we approach November the 3rd. There was two old friends, and it was coming up to the election. And one said to the other, who are you going to vote for? And he said, I'm going to vote a Democrat. He said, why are you going to vote a Democrat? Because he said, my great-grandfather was a Democrat, and my grandfather was a Democrat, and my father was a Democrat, and so I'm a Democrat. And the other fellow said to him, if your great-grandfather was a horse thief, and your grandfather was a horse thief, and your father was a horse thief, would you be a horse thief? He said, no, I'd be a Republican. So you got to, you know, when you boil it down, it doesn't really make sense. You know, don't get into an argument about things that, you know, just be reasonable. And that's what the gospel is all about. It's all about today. Being a forgiving, a loving person. Amen. Yeah.